So the purple flag for me means a lot of things, and in terms of the public and how they might interface with it, it's all about trying to maintain safety and wellness in the nighttime economy. It's also looking at vibrancy in the nighttime economy. What's really interesting about the purple flag is the makeup of the committee, because it brings together a grouping that wouldn't normally sit down around the table and you know, work with each other. So for example, you know, we have Active Venice is represented there, we have the vintners, we have two of the late night bars, we have the owner of the Queen's nightclub, then we have civil defence, we have you know, we've Gardaí all the time. And that's really important to say. And then we have elected representatives as well. So we work together throughout the year. We meet maybe four or five times a year. Every second year we have what's called full assessment, which is international assessors come to Ireland, they come to the town, and they stay out between the hours of 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. and they walk around the town and they look at things, they see how we're managing people leaving nightclubs, they look out for things like, you know, is there glass left around the places, all of those kind of, they're really pernickety. So it keeps us on our toes. And also we have to get the stats from Pulse for this, so they don't just accept stats that we present to them. So our base year has gone all the way back to 2012, because we were the first town in Ireland, ourselves in Dublin were the first to sign up to it. This is now an international accreditation. It's in New Zealand, Australia, Scandinavian countries. It's throughout practically all of the towns and cities in the UK, Scotland and England, and it's quite common in Northern Ireland as well. So during COVID here in Ireland, we did a lot more severe lockdowns, longer. So some of the UK towns came back sooner than we did. So there's been a rush on this year and a lot of Irish towns are back. We got in there early, so we've just been reaccredited. Cork has, Sligo has, and we're now looking at others like Waterford, Carrigashannon, Tralee. They're all coming back now. Galway's being assessed next week, so they're all coming back and joining us. And I just think it's one of those things that it's maybe not as well known as it could or should be in terms of the public. But it's very important that we know that we have this flag that says that we are maintaining a safe environment in our town. And, you know, that's done within the parameters of working as hard as we can in terms of what we have, what issues we have, what problems and challenges we have. And it's about us showing that we're really trying to address our evolving town. And we all know it is evolving.